Afghanistan faces a tricky transition with a troop drawdown, but a hospital ministry stands true. Did you know that less than 1% of mission budgets go to Muslim outreach? And the Hope of Christ redeems the former murder capital of the world. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The U.S. announcement of a troop drawdown has sparked a scramble from Afghanistan's leaders to be ready to take the reins. Peace talks are also underway with Taliban members, while the fragility of the nation hangs in the balance. CURE International's team is taking the announcement in stride. They have a 110-bed maternal health and surgical hospital in Kabul. Spokesman Joel Worrell says,
"We're just praying that God allows us to fulfill our commitment to the Afghan people, and that as this troop drawdown occurs, that peace continues to be the order of the day."
Security protocols have been in place since 2005.
"We've never had a direct threat on the hospital itself, but because of where we are in Kabul, there have been circumstances where insurgent activity has affected our hospital."
The hospital is one of the leading medical institutions in Afghanistan. Commitment keeps their team in place.
"We're a ministry of presence. We're there representing Jesus Christ in a country that's going through an awful lot of turmoil."
Next, less than 1% of missions giving goes for work in the Muslim world. This staggering reminder comes at a time when Islamic proselytism is on the upswing. Speaking from Lebanon, the president of the Crescent Project, Fuad Masri, says at this point in history, outreach to Muslims is second to none.
"The openness has never been this way. It's unprecedented that people are interested in knowing about Christ. God is on the move. We've never seen them open for the good news, not only in the U.S., but here."
Masri is leading a team in Lebanon, talking mostly to college students. Unfortunately, the lack of funding prevents them from giving away New Testaments where they read about Jesus for themselves. One Muslim background believer is now talking about Christ to his family.
"Explain to them that what they heard about Christ is not the truth. They need to hear about Christ from the Bible, from the Injil, from his own words."
As they understand, many give their hearts to Jesus. You can help the Crescent Project at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. A country that grows more cocaine than any other nation in the world is also growing 2,500 youth leaders for Christ. Global Advance held their Youth Leaders Missions Conference in Central Colombia earlier this month to train young Christian leaders. Teens at the conference came from a society facing challenges like drugs, violence, and severe poverty. Over 70% of the teens committed to go into ministry or even to other nations to preach the gospel. For the full story, you can go to our website. Elsewhere, a new television program is coming to Turkey with the answers to critical questions about the gospel. Sat7's chairman of the branch in Turkey, Carlos Madrigal, is bringing the program called Proof into the homes of the Turkish people. This TV show will look at evidence for biblical truths and answer the basic questions that people have when learning about the Bible. They're hoping to make an impact in this mostly Muslim society for God's kingdom. We've got more details online. And it'll be a significant week in the U.S. for hundreds of Native American youth. Today marks the start of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' Warrior Leadership Summit. For the Native young person attending, most likely,
"You have buried a number of your friends who killed themselves. Suicide being one of the greatest causes of death of Native American young people, three times the rate of the rest of the kids in America. Your family is broken. Most of the people you know are either addicted to alcohol or to drugs or both. Good chance, statistically, you have been sexually abused, whether you're a girl or a boy. You come from tremendous brokenness. You come from a people among whom, after 500 years of missions work, only 5% know Christ."
At the summit, youth will hear about Christ's love through his death and be given a mission through the story of David, a warrior. Start praying for youth to catch the gospel vision.
"The outcomes are going to be decided by prayer warriors."
You can get a full prayer kit online. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ, so for a gift of any amount, MNN is making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World. It's a helpful prayer guide to help you learn about and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins August 1st. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.